The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
Welcome back to Flourish and Fulfilled. Now, I am so excited for today's episode as I have a very special guest on who is my all-time favorite author and definitely one of my favorite books ever, which is The Paris Affair. She's also the author of The Sunday Girl and The Strangers We Know. As a book lover, I read a book a week, and it's very unusual that I find a book series with the same author, numerous titles that I would love as favorites, but every single book just keeps getting better and better. And the Paris Affair, I literally read in about 3 hours on a plane ride. I was that obsessed with it. So with that, welcome Pip Drysdale. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Sophie.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you. As I mentioned before, The Paris Affair, I read on a plane trip to Adelaide from the Gold Coast, and I bought it in the airport as soon as I found it. It was your book. And when I landed, I had completely finished it, and I had so many people messaging me asking me what the book was because I was on that much of a high. So yeah, awesome, awesome book.
Thank you so much.
Now, before we get into some of the questions, I'm dying to know a little bit more about your background. What got you started? And can you kind of like bring us up to current times in regards to becoming an author, where you grew up, all of those type of things?
Oh my God, there's so much to tell though. Like literally, I'll try to make a brief, okay? It's really hard. Grew up between Africa and Australia. So I moved to Australia when I was 7, and then we went back to Africa for about 3 years when I was a teenager. And then we came back to Australia, and I started moving around a lot as an adult. So I went to New York when I was 20, and then I was back in Oz, and then I was in London for about 7 years on and off. And it's been all over the place. And let me think, I was an actress for a while. I was a singer-songwriter for a while. Like I toured a lot playing music at little folk festivals because I did like folk pop. And then in 2015, I started writing novels, and The Sunday Girl was my first novel. And then it really just took over my life, you know, that I kind of found myself in it, you know. Sometimes I think it takes a while to figure out where you fit in, you know, with the world.
I love that so much. And The Sunday Girl is such a good book.
Thank you. Thanks. It took a lot. Like, I think when you start writing your first novel, you just don't have any idea what you're letting yourself in for, which is so good because you might not do it. You know, if you understood how hard it is, especially like the first and second ones, because actually I lied, the third one was also really hard. They're all hard.
Okay, I can't wait to find out more about that process and figure out how you even do that. Like, I've often thought about writing a book because I love it so much and I love reading. And I would literally put a couple of pages together and be like, oh, I've forgotten what I already wrote in the first page. How do you even do that? Like, it's mind-blowing to figure out.
I think, though, when you have something, you're kind of like something you really want to explore in a book, because usually it doesn't just come out of nowhere. There's something that's bothering you that you want to talk about, you know, and you want to explore, or there's some big feeling you're feeling and you want to get it out and explore that. So because of that, you have somewhere to start from. And then, I mean, I actually don't know. Hey, Sophie, I keep a spreadsheet with like what, like each chapter and what happens in it, but I never look at that spreadsheet. I have like post-it notes everywhere with information on them, but I never look at it. I have reams of paper with notes on them, but I never look at them. So I don't know. I think you just, because it's quite a slow process. So I'm always going back to the beginning and kind of like sweeping through again. You remember what happens. It's not like you just start on page one and then write to page 350 or whatever it is in one go. You start, you write a couple of chapters, you think about it, you get then you start at the beginning again and you sweep through and you get maybe another chapter and then you start at the beginning and you sweep through. So by the time you're far into it, you kind of know what happens and where it happens because you've read it so many times.
That's so amazing. That is so insane. Now, I do want to ask you a little bit more in-depth questions in regards to that whole process. But before we get started, yeah. I ask all of my guests some fire questions. And these questions essentially just you answer whatever comes into your mind, the first thing that comes into your mind, and they're really quick.
I'm only half caffeinated, so it might be not be the best answer, but I'll give it a go.
That's all right. Okay, favorite food?
Chocolate.
If you could travel anywhere tomorrow, where would you go?
New York.
What is your alter ego name?
Ooh, I don't know. Coffee.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise, because if I'm seeing the sunrise, I had the best night the night before. I mean, I know. I'm such a late riser that if I'm seeing the sunrise, it's been an amazing night because I love my sleep. So,
what is your heritage?
It's all over the show. Hey, there's a bit of French, there's British, there's Irish. I think there's a bit of everything in there.
Do you have a favorite swear word?
Fuck.
What is your weird quirk?
Oh, I have so many. I don't know. Hey, I'm full of flaws and quirks. I need to write in the morning. I need to turn on my computer, make coffee, and write before I talk to anyone. Otherwise, I'm in a pretty terrible mood all day.
How amazing. What is your hidden talent?
Oh, when I used to drink, I had this thing I could do because I'm sober now. Okay, but when I did drink, I could pour two glasses of wine and they would be the exact same amount in each glass and I'd do it by ear.
Every good story always starts with when I drunk or when I used to drink. What is your favorite drink? Funnily enough, that's the next question.
Coffee.
Most used emoji.
At the moment, it's the heart on fire one. I really love that. Mm.
What is the worst word in the English dictionary?
Mucus.
Oh, yeah. Yuck. That's a good one. Did well on that one. What are you most proud of?
The fact that I'm still here and still breathing and like have somehow got through my up and down life and not given in.
That's beautiful. I love that you're proud of that. If you could give your life a movie title, what would it be?
Fuck me.
What is your favorite quote?
Ooh, God, none are coming to mind, like zero. I've been reading a lot of Jim Morrison's poetry at the moment, so I can totally give you a quote that I'm going to use in my new book, but like that's literally the only, and I don't even know it off by heart though, so I can't give you that.
Totally fine. Don't reveal the secrets for the next book.
No secrets. Okay. I don't know. I'm so sorry, Sophie.
Don't say sorry. What is your favorite book? So my favorite book is The Paris Affair. Actually, I can't really decide between The Sunday Girl and The Paris Affair, but what is your favorite book?
That would be Breakfast at Tiffany's. Like, I love that book. I love so many different books. I really do. But I love Breakfast at Tiffany's because I love the movie, but the book has such edge to it and such grit. And I really love the ending because it's just a little less domesticated. And when I'm writing books, I'm always trying to take women out of the cages that, like, you know, society has put us in. So I really love the fact that she wasn't put in a cage at the end of that book, and I've just ruined it for anyone who wants to read it. But, you know, life is tough.
Now, when you mentioned about sunrise or sunset and talking about a good night the night before of seeing sunrise, do you find that when you're writing, a lot of the characters are situations that you've been in or events that you've been in previously?
Not exactly. I mean, you live a life and you absorb all the experiences and you find all the truths and then you come to write something and that's what you are using. Like, that's all the stuff in your well that you are using to make stories. But it's not like I actually take things that happened exactly as they happened and then stick them in a book.
Yeah. How did you find your passion for writing? Was there like a distinct moment of you being able to be like, this here has to be turned into a novel?
No, It was a funny thing. Like, I've always written my whole life. Even when I was a very small kid, I was writing and making stories. So that was always a part of me. And everyone else always thought that I'd be a writer. But I think it took a long time for me to really love being who I was as opposed to everything else. So for me, it was more, I can tell you exactly how it started, but I can't tell you why. Like, I was actually writing in my diary because I've kept diaries for a long time, and I started doing them electronically in 2011. So I was writing my diary because I used to do 3 pages every morning, and I wrote this paragraph. And the paragraph is, some love affairs change you forever. Someone comes into your orbit and swivels you on your axis. The first paragraph of The Sunday Girl. And I kind of just copied and pasted it into a document and started from there. You know, I didn't even really know where it was going. I just liked it because it felt true to me. And so that's how it started.
I just love that. And I love the ending of The Sunday Girl so much as well. Like, such yeah. I won't ruin it because I did that in another podcast in regards to The Sunday Girl, because I always have like a favorite book. Yeah. And I was a guest in a podcast and they asked what the my favorite book was, and I ruined the entire book.
Oh, hilarious.
So I will not do that to anyone listening today. Now, in regards to the storyline, do you plan, I know you mentioned before about writing the first chapter and then the second chapter and then you go back to the start again. Do you know how it's going to end when you start the first chapter?
Yes, I know the beginning. I know a few things that happened in the middle. I know the end. And I also know how I think it's going to get from point A to point B to point C. Very often I am wrong about how it's going to get from point A to point B. And sometimes things change in the middle. You know, you have to, well, I have to be really flexible and allow the characters to evolve and show me how things need to go. But I always have a plan going in because I feel like having a direction really helps. Otherwise, you're just sitting there going, I don't know. I mean, and also, Sophie, I did write, before I wrote The Sunday Girl, I tried to write another novel once. And I remember getting to about 20,000 words in where I was just totally pantsing it, which is, you know, going flying by the seat of my pants. And she was running through a field and I'm thinking, don't know why she's here. Not pleased she's here. And from then on, I knew there needed to be a plan.
Okay. How long did each book individually take to write start to finish?
Okay. The Sunday Girl probably definitely took the longest. That took 3 years from first line to publication, which is actually really quick for a first novel because I didn't have an agent. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have a publisher. And there was a lot of rewriting that went into that one because, you know, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You've never done it before. The second one was very quick. The Strangers We Know. I think I wrote the first draft of that in maybe 4.5 months, but then there were about 3-4 months worth of rewrites and copy edits and what have you. That was definitely the quickest one. And the third one took, I think it was about 10 months for the first draft. And then obviously you have a bit of time, you have rewrites and stuff. So, and the one that I'm doing right now has taken maybe the same in terms of the first draft. Like, I started it early this year and I'm handing in the first draft in 2 weeks. So, and then hopefully we have a bit of time this time to do quite a lot of edits, because I actually love edits. Like, I love people looking at it and going, this works, this does not work, and then fixing it, you know?
Oh, I'm so excited for the next one. Can you give us any information in regards to what the storyline might be about?
I can't tell you what it's about, but I can tell you it's based in New York, which is why I want to go there, because it's New York and it's late January, February, because I really wanted the snow and the starkness, you know. Really works with the genre. And also I think New York's really beautiful that time of year. So so that's why when you said, where do you want to go tomorrow? I'm like, New York, I need to.
And when can we expect that to come out?
End of next year.
Awesome. How exciting for everybody. Now, if anybody is listening at home that does want to perhaps write a novel, do you have any tips on somebody starting out and where they would possibly start the whole process?
I'd probably say to start with, just start, like just begin, because often, and this is not for every novel, but often there's a lot of work that happens before you even figure out the beginning. You know, I write pages and pages sometimes before I figure out exactly what I'm doing, you know, what I want to say with this one. So I think it would be start, make a story plan, like what you think is going to happen, and then just work on it every day, and literally every day, and then see what happens.
I love that. I love that so much. Do you have any career highlights? Obviously, releasing your first book was probably one of them, but do you have any standout career highlights?
I would say the books getting on the bestseller list was a big thing for me, and also selling the option for The Strangers We Know was a big thing for me, you know, having it, because I really want to see my books as film and TV. So that's exciting.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't know that. That's really exciting.
Yeah. So it's all being developed. I don't really know what's happening with it. Things happen behind the scenes and then don't happen and then do happen. So I'm just sitting here crossing my fingers and hoping for the best.
Do you have a personal favorite of the three?
No, because it's like the one that I'm writing at the time is my first personal favorite. And then, and like, it's my, the character that I'm writing at the time, I really have to get into their head and embody them and find the parts of me that are the same as them in order to make it real. Like, I always find that if I am writing a book and I'm being even a little bit judgmental about the character, it means that I don't know her well enough. Because honestly, you need to really identify with them and be and empathize with them and go, yeah, you're right. You know, when I was writing Harper, that was a scary character to write at the beginning because I knew that it would upset some people. But I was also really excited by it because a lot of the things she says are really true. Doesn't matter that like we don't want to necessarily admit it, or doesn't matter that it doesn't have a huge impact on how we choose to live anyway. It felt really empowering to just be able to say it, you know, and really understand her.
Yeah, awesome. I love that. So are you going to continue to be an author moving forward? Obviously, you've got this next book that you're working on at the moment. After that, is this something that you'll do long term now? Is this, do you even know where you're heading with this?
I plan on doing one a year for the rest of my days until I die. But, you know, Sophie, who knows with plans, right?
Yeah.
Like, yep.
So that's your goal, one a year.
Yeah, that's the plan, but who knows?
That is so crazy. I love that. I'm glad as a reader to be able to have a new book every single year.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on to today's podcast. I really appreciate it, and I really love all of your books, and I'm so excited for next year's release.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, there were so many questions that I wanted to go a little bit further in regards to on the books that I've read that Pip has written previously. However, I didn't want to spoil it for you all at home. And I know that I have previously spoiled the ending of like The Sunday Girl and things like that. And I came up with this really cool idea that I thought you guys might like. So I'd love to hear your feedback and opinions in regards to this. But if we perhaps ran a book club where we mentioned a book at the start of perhaps maybe a month or a quarter or whatever that looks like for you guys, and we all read the same book together and we got the author on at the end to answer any questions that we perhaps have, let me know if that's something that you would be interested in, because I'd really love to be able to encourage you all to read more books, but also get more engaged and involved in reading and with the author as well. So if that is something that you're interested in, let me know on the closed Facebook group, or even just reply in regards to that on Instagram as well. Now, this week's bookworm is a little off topic to today's episode. However, it's a beautiful book that I have read numerous times. I've also listened to the audiobook of it, which I found harder to listen to than to read. But it is Lifespan, and it's by David A. Sinclair. Really, really cool in regards to genetics and vitamins and medicine for anti-aging. So I'm really, really loving that at the moment. If you guys have any questions or topics or episodes that you want to let me know about, you can call on the listener hotline on 07-56-49-6851, or as always in the closed Facebook group, which is Flourish and Fulfilled, or on Instagram, Flourish and Fulfilled. I would also really love it if you guys do enjoy my podcasts and episodes to leave me a review or send me a message, as I really do appreciate the support as always. All right, bye guys.